The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We're going to be talking local government policy changes, role and function. Good afternoon, sir. Phone there. Yeah. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, good day, sir. All right, nice. So we're talking local government, Roland. First, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're the former local government representative and chairman of the Association of Local Government Bodies. How long have you been in those positions, sir?
Very long.
Very hardly. Hi, Adi. Are you on speakerphone, sir?
Yes.
Well, you had to come off the speakerphone because for some reason, I don't know, the speakerphone don't work well at this thing.
Okay, I took off the speaker.
Nice, we're hearing it much clearer now, yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, much Hello? Better now. Yeah, better now, yes.
Right, I took off the speaker, right. Okay. Yeah, you want me my background and so on?
Yeah, right? A little resume. Okay, yeah, right. Sort, yeah.
Well, I fought local government elections. Oh, hello? Right, yeah.
Yeah, man, yeah.
1983, that was, I fought a seat in the Cooper region, well, the Kearney County Council was in that time. And I served for 4 years until 1987. But you, I'm not so sure if you're old enough to remember, there's an echo in your system. Hello?
Yeah, well, we're in your good year, I know.
Yeah, okay, fine.
All right.
I'm not sure if you're old enough to remember the NAR of 1986, when the NAR defeated the PNM at the polls and beat the PNM 33-3, there were 36 seats.
Right.
The NAR won 33 and PNM won 3. You recall that?
Yeah, I mean, I recall the thing. I was in primary school, but I recall it, yeah.
You were in primary school, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my involvement in local government and all led to all those things because we worked together with the then ONR, which was led by Carl Hudson Phillips. And then so we had this partnership taking place, and we almost annihilated the PNM. So that was that. And then I think it's well known what happened afterwards and so on. And then in 2003, I was appointed an alderman at the Cooper Tawaki Talpara Regional Corporation, and I stayed there till 2006. But during that time, I also was chairman of the Association of Local Government Bodies from 1984 to 1987. And so we did a lot of work in local government at the time. We had drafted the existing system, that is the Municipal Corporations Act that exists today, and we had changed around all the regional corporations, which are local government bodies, we call regional corporations now. So there was no longer a Kearney County Council that was merged into a larger body called the Cooper Tawaki Talpara Regional Corporation, and so on. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Mm. All right. So in terms of the, first of all, the purpose, what is the purpose really of local government?
Right, very good. Good question. You come down to the brass tacks today. Right. Okay. The foundation of, tell me if you agree with this, the foundation of all development is the meaningful involvement of the people in decisions that affect their basic needs. You follow that?
Right, yeah.
And you agree with it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I have a right after 2 o'clock, I have a program that I do called Fix It, where people would call to talk about things that need Fix It in the area, and it's Fix It, right. Fix It, all things that need Fix It, so yeah.
Right. So the fact is, if the people are not involved in the whole processes of how decisions are made and decisions that affect them and so on, they're really left out of the system, and therefore they're unable to participate meaningfully in developmental issues. Right? For instance, if they things like education of the children, health facilities, cleaning of the environment, all these basic things, and that the people should be connected with the local government body and know what is happening there. But what you have right now is a situation where you have councillors who are chosen by political parties. And in many cases, you find that many of these councillors are not really, don't really represent the areas properly. So I want to ask you and your listeners to do a simple experiment. If you go to the main shopping area in the area, if you go to Frederick Street, for instance, or in Tunapuna and so on, the main shopping area, and you ask the first 10 people you meet, and you say, sir, madam, do you know the name of your counselor, and can you tell me his name? They will tell you, well, I think it's that fellow living up on the hill, so you know, but I can't remember his name, and so on. You will find that the people don't even know the names of their counselors.
Yep.
You agree with that?
Of course, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Do you know the name of your counselor?
Well, I think I saw her name on by the co-op, and I can't remember. Because I don't see her. You don't see them after election. You don't see them.
Point made. Very good. So that is the whole substance of it. So there's the absence of meaningful developmental process in our society all over. It is something that affects the society all over. The society is sick. It is unable to move forward despite of all that is being said by the leaders of the major political parties. They're taking the parties nowhere. The population nowhere, right? So, and since the local government is the essence of all development, and it is so backward in terms of representation, and so on, you can just put that into one crystal and see that is exactly what is happening with the society. It's based there.
Yeah, so but these councillors you talk about, I mean, they get paid to do our job, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they got paid and they paid well too. Some of them working and still get a salary and so on. So, yeah, so that is the foundation of it all. And what is happening is that the political parties have not been able to find the persons who are best suited to represent their electoral districts. A local government seat is called an electoral district. So they are unable to find persons who can manage that situation well and represent their constituents properly and so on. And that's the essence of the problem. And that's the reform that we have to take place.
Do you believe a councillor?
That's the bottom line of it.
Yeah. Do you believe a councillor is somebody who should be, you know, from the area, knows about the ills of the area? Sometimes they just bring in somebody from out there, or they pick somebody and nobody knows them. They knows nothing about the area. Sometimes they're not even living around. Do you believe a councillor, or even an MP, but it should be somebody from the area that people could relate to?
Most definitely. Thank you for raising that, because it is such an important point. Yes, I agree entirely with that. Yes.
So what are some of the policies in local government that you would like to see change that could move us forward and really better people within the community?
Okay. Well, the first step is that in terms of policy, I'll give an example of how this works. In the local government body, you have certain committees that meet once a week. So you have a health committee, a roads committee might be the following week, the next meeting a finance committee, and so on. And then the reports of these committees are then tabled at the statutory meeting at the end of the month. Now, the statutory meeting is open to the public at large. The committee meetings are private, and only the councillors and council officials there. Now, so the meeting at the end of the month is open to the public. But you will hardly ever, in fact, you will never find a member of the public coming to any of those meetings to ask a question, to make an objection, to ask reasons why this was not done, why is garbage not removed, why is the road have so many potholes. You will never find a member of the public doing that, because that is the extent of the disconnect between local government and the people at large.
Remember, well, I told you, I have a show here that I started at 2:00. If you get a chance to listen to this show, is the amount of potholes, the amount of garbage, the amount of complaints that people would call in the area. And I feel like I'm a counselor. And think, because the amount of complaints I get in, that nobody knows how to go to the, like I said, nobody knows how to go to the counselor. They can't reach the MP, but they call this show, you know, consecutively every Thursday between 2 to 3 p.m. to talk about the ills in the area and wherever they are.
Right. Okay, I have to take off now because I have something
right
to attend to.
No problem, sir.
So, okay, sir. All right.
Thank you very much. Right, so that was about it. What he said there in a nutshell about, you know, local government, and probably we could have another time, maybe we could have him at a longer time, Lennox Sankar Singh. But really and truly, all these things that we do, it's really not, is it really serving the people? Yes, it does have local government elections. And like I say, still, when it comes time to the fix it, there's problem after problem after problems. You know, is local government really doing you all any good having a local government? We are local government, we are government, and the place still in a mess. Why, I know what to say about this thing now, boy. All the thing is just management, boy. Management. Just proper management. And people just doing what they're supposed to do. Why does people just can't do what they're supposed to do? God, boy, a counselor, you're getting paid to do something. You're getting paid. Oh, God, work for your money now, man. Work for your money now. Please. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Biz.
Yeah.
Biz, you should brand yourself as the fix-it counselor for the whole of Trinidad and Tobago. Then that could be translated down the road to maybe a parliamentary representative. And then we could go up the food chain. You never know, one day, PM Biz.
Yeah, base of PM by, yes, why? Yes,
right?
Oh, God. You don't like me. I know you don't like me, man. You hate me.
You are a good decision maker. You know what I mean?
You know. You
understand how to manage a dollar. You doesn't let a dollar manage you, base. That's important. A lot of us let money manage us. We're supposed to manage money. But back to the issue of government and money, base. There's lots of money out there for government to save and spend wisely. We have shares in Republic Bank. I mean, we don't need it. I mean, let the public own it, and we can tax the dividends and the appreciation in the capital. We could do that. I mean, government have to get smaller, base. Base, the role of government should be, number one, to keep order in the streets. You see, when you have order in the streets, base, people from all over the world with money to invest would look at Trinidad and say, there's order in the streets. Let's go and invest there. We have a big gateway to North America and to Latin and Central America. Rule number two of government. We must have an efficient judiciary system. If you and I have a problem, I don't have to run you down with a tree line, you have to run me down with a big stone. We go to court and it's done efficiently. And thirdly, based, all these things have to be paid for, right?
Yeah.
A tax base, a flat tax across the board of 10%. That again would attract foreign investors. Everything else, people have to get up, work, and pay for. In that way, you know, we become more productive, right? And then more money is out there to be added, more taxes for the government, and to keep order in the streets and have an efficient judicial system. Everything else you have to pay for, base. The good old days of that free meal. Well, no meal and free. It's over and done with. Bye-bye, Basie.
Pay away. Time to start to pay away. Pay. Yeah, but we like too much of freeness in this country, but we love our freeness. Free thing. Bass, what a waka work for Stewart Jr. He gonna make a ton of money. I believe.
So, Bass, I blame the UNC for all this with them both beating each other and gloating, you know. You know why? The Privy Council said he had questions to answer concerning the situation with the Solicitor General. What is stolen for? The Auditor General, rather. The Auditor General. What is stolen for? Huh? Go after the man. Have him busy ducking, running, hiding, skipping. Go after the man. The UNC fall. In but you'll be so busy. He had hot enough time to be impish. Anyhow. Thanks for your time.
All right, so coming up, we have our Fix It People. Bass, Mr. Comrade, made the most sensible comment of his life today. It looks like he's sober today. As Mr. Manning say, the PNM made TNT look like it's easy to run a country. UNC don't know how to manage money. How can you have $5 and promise to give away $10? What kind of accounts is that? Well, did they know it only had $5? And that's why, you know, they keep going, always going back to the point that Fast Track made. You're supposed to know what you're getting into.
There's them local government people are just getting paid and we ain't getting no work happening. And that is what local government's about, local government, local money for them to get and we ain't getting nothing.
Well, look here, yeah, local government, I mean, all these things, these ills people just be talking about, where they fix it and they fix it and they fix it. If you really have a functioning local government, you know, that ain't supposed to be. I feel like I should be the thing local, like fix it now is the local government ministry. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I think anybody with a little bit of memory and sense would know that this country didn't have money, so to speak, since the times of COVID. We're talking about 5 years ago, when industries as well were shut down, and the reckoning of taxes and so on dropped badly. Also during that time, we had the start of this war between Russia and Ukraine that made things difficult. It was immediately after. So we know that the last government didn't have money, and we did not vote them out because they didn't have money. We voted them out because they were telling us, ban your belly, and they were taking luxurious sums. Let me use a hard term. Right? They were taking large increases and telling us all we could afford for all years for. That is why they were voted out. But the country, majority of the country, knew that they didn't have money. This, when the goodly prime minister was promising public servants 10%, all the economists were telling her the country does not have the money. She said she will find the money. She intoned where she would get the money a couple of months ago, and it is from taxes. What is happening presently with respect to this one and getting money, MTS and the corporations and all of that, is because when the government changed hands, what they had in place was stopped, and the money was spent, the little that it had was spent willingly. So it was a management issue, but it is not going to be for long, meet. Soon we're going to have a budget. There is going to be an influx of funds. As I said, it will come from taxes. And that's the same thing, because that is how governments all over the world raise money, through taxes. So tax brackets are going to be reintroduced, taxes are going to be increased. And I have little issue with that. The main issue I have is not with the property tax that would only bring in something like $500 million a year. I have problems with the scrapping of the inland tax revenue, which would have been taxing people who are making exorbitant incomes and they're driving around the place with their Beamers and their Mercedes-Benz and their Rads, their Prados, smiling and laughing at us, who are suffering to pay tax for them. That is the issue I have. But come the budget base, things are going to change. Base, I know you're going into your fix-it session just now. I just want to say the Piako Airport, that bush hasn't been cut.
Not yet. Cut yet, okay.
All right. I would kind of understand, because they more or less admit that they do have money. So I prepare to hold out a little month until the budget has come, and then hopefully they would be able to cut that bush and prevent damages to vehicles. Thank you, Biz.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.